Paul Ramel here, broadcasting from Heritage Hill. Heritage Day is going on today and tomorrow. And with me is Becky Miller. Becky's the director of the
Minnesota Valley Antique Power Farm Association. I think I got it all. And machinery.
And that's a mouthful. And Liz Peterson joins me. And does she get that right, Liz?
Close. Minnesota Valley Antique Farm Power and Machinery Association.
Okay. And Liz, what's your job on the board?
I am a treasurer.
Treasurer. So you handle the money then?
Yes.
They don't let Becky or Chip handle the money?
No, they do not.
Oh, is that a good thing, Becky?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's the brains out of us, too.
Becky, tell us what happened today on this Friday, and got a big event coming tonight.
Yeah, so today was the first day of the celebration out here. We had a parade at 1 o'clock, some face painting. We've got the Red Letter Band starting up here pretty soon. We've had some sawmill work going on, lots of demonstrations with small engines around the area. Lots of good tractors out here by the looks of it. And we're just having a lot of fun. Right. Lots of kids' toys.
I've seen the Dustin Johnson's, the corn shucker.
Yes,
machine.
Yes. He's got his display going.
He always stops me to have me do it for some reason. I don't know.
You're a professional now.
I guess I am.
After so many years of doing it.
Liz, tell us what's happening tonight here.
So tonight we have the Red Letter Band starting at 6. They will play until 11. During their quick intermission, we are going to have a spark show with one of the steam engines that have come from Jordan, Minnesota. And then tomorrow we are going to have truck and tractor pull, weather permitting.
All right. The spark show tonight, that's worth the drive out here to Heritage Hill, isn't it?
It really is. It's a unique feature that we are kind of new to, but it has drawn a crowd the last couple years, and it's really fun to watch.
Tell our listeners exactly what is that then?
So it is a steam engine that they get very, very hot, and then they hook it to, I'm not sure what they hook it to, a dyno or something, and then it throws sparks, and it looks like a little fireworks show coming out of a steam engine.
Yeah, I saw that last year. It's large.
It's very large, very large, and very hot.
All right, very hot. All right, Becky, we have a special guest with us here, and what's your name?
Braylon.
Braylon?
Braylon.
Braylon. What shirt do you got on, Braylon?
Another band shirt.
It's a Red Letter Band shirt.
Yeah, are you their number one fan, the Red Letter Band fan?
Yeah.
Awesome. I saw you're talking to some of the ladies that are in the band. What were they saying? What did they say to you?
They said we need to find a shirt.
They're going to sign your shirt?
They're going to sign my shirt.
All right. Are you having fun at Heritage Hill?
Yeah.
I understand you were in the tractor parade, huh? Tell us about that.
I went on the side of the tractor and sat there, and we went down the parade.
Okay, whose tractor were you on?
Grandpa's.
Grandpa
Chip.
Yeah, Chip Gruby. And what was he driving?
He was driving an orange Alice Chalmers.
Chalmers, all right. It's a pretty sharp tractor too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to have fun dancing to the Red Letter Band tonight?
Yeah.
All right, you have fun.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go. All right, Becky. That's today. And then what's tomorrow, briefly?
Tomorrow, we're doing another parade at 1 o'clock. And then the truck and tractor pull starts at 5. Okay, 5 p.m., weather permitting, of course. We're doing face painting from 9 to 10 a.m. And then again after the parade until 3:30. Are we doing
interactive blacksmithing?
You better say it. You
know. Yeah, we have interactive blacksmithing that goes on from 9 to 11 or 12, and then he takes a break for lunch and he comes back in the afternoon. Kids are more than welcome to offer to help him. He loves interacting with the kiddos. We've got, she said, face painting. Bingo is going on after the parade. That lasts for about an hour up in the women's building. We've got tons of displays going. The parade is at 1. We've just got a lot of stuff going on.
I guess.
We have the tractor and truck pull starting at 5, and then after that we actually have a local band from Dawson, the Stitches Band, coming to play in the basement of the barn.
Nice. I heard about that. The Stitches are pretty good too.
Yes.
All right, and all the buildings are open.
Yes, buildings are open to tour. We've got people walking around the grounds that would love to talk with anybody who has questions or would just love to chat.
All right. Is there a charge?
It is free will gate donation.
Okay, a donation at the gate.
Correct.
All right. All right, it's always a great event, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, and you got good weather today.
We have beautiful weather today, and we are hoping the weather holds out for tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Liz. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Liz Peterson with the, I'm going to have you say it again.
Minnesota Valley Antique Farm Power and Machinery Association.
There you go. And thanks to Becky Miller as well. And so come on out to Montevideo. Big day on Saturday. It's Fiesta Days in town, but come on out. Where are you located at?
We are 4 miles east on Highway 7.
Very easy to find.
Very easy to find. You will see us right off the highway.
All right. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Paul.